Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Under clear blue skies Wednesday, tens of thousands of pilgrims attended Pope Francis's general audience, the first since the great canonization of the two Pope saints on Sunday last, the second in his series on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. After touring at length through the throngs in his open-top jeep, the Holy Father took to the raised dais before St. Peter's Basilica for his catechesis, this week focusing on the second of these gifts, understanding.
L'intelletto permette di intus leggere.
In comments in Italian, he said the gift of understanding is not to be confused with human intellect, with which we are all gifted to a greater or lesser degree. Rather, it is our ability to be open to the work of the Holy Spirit, who in turn helps us to understand the depth of God's words in the Gospel and his loving plan for our lives. The Pope's catechesis was then summarized in English for those present.
Most Holy Father, the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims present today wish to express to you their sentiments of respect and esteem, and to assure you of their prayers for your ministry as the successor of Peter. At the end of the audience, we will sing together the Our Father in Latin. The words are found on the back of your ticket. The Holy Father will then impart his apostolic blessing, which he willingly extends to the members of your families at home. His Holiness also intends to bless any religious articles you may have brought for this purpose, and in a special way, his blessing goes to your children and to your loved ones who are sick. The following is a summary of the Holy Father's words this morning. Dear brothers and sisters, in our continuing catechesis on the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, we now turn to the gift of understanding. Born of our sharing in God's life through faith and baptism, the gift of understanding enables us to see in all things the unfolding of God's eternal plan of love. The Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts and enlightens our minds, guiding us to an ever deeper understanding of Christ's teaching and his saving mission. Like the disciples on the way to Emmaus, we often fail to recognize the Lord walking at our side and the working of God's grace in our lives and the world around us. Yet thanks to the Spirit's gift of understanding, our eyes are opened and our hearts burn within us, as we recognize the risen Lord's presence and view all things in a new light with fresh spiritual insight. How important it is to implore this gift of understanding. Through it, the Holy Spirit dispels the darkness of our minds and hearts, strengthens us in faith, and enables us to savor the richness of God's word and its promise of salvation.
Saluto tutti i pellegrini di lingua inglese presenti a questa udienza, specialmente quelli provenienti da Inghilterra, Irlanda, Finlandia, Norvegia, Filippine, Taiwan, Malesia, Uganda, Sudafrica, Canada e Stati Uniti. Su voi e sulle vostre famiglie invoco la gioia e la pace del Signore risorto. Dio vi benedica tutti.
I greet all the English-speaking pilgrims taking part in today's audience, including those from England, Ireland, Finland, Norway, the Philippines, Taiwan, Malaysia, Uganda, South Africa, Canada, and the United States. Upon all of you and upon your families, I invoke the joy and peace of the risen Lord. God bless you all.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentatione, sed libera nos a malo.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
In nomine Domini benedictum.
Et hoc nunc usque in saeculum.
Iuterium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui fecit caelum et terram.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater, et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.
I'm Emer McCarthy.